This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Joe Biden says the U.S. economy is in trouble, and he's again laying out the case for moving ahead with his coronavirus relief package. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The government's latest jobs report shows hiring has stalled. Hundreds of thousands have left the labor force. The president says a lot of folks are losing hope.
So I'm going to act. I'm going to act fast.
And alone, if need be. The president's increasingly calling out Republicans for pitching a relief bill far smaller than the $1.9 trillion he's seeking. He says that'll force Americans to wait too long for help, and it may end up being too late.
I'm going to help the American people hurting now.
Both the Senate and House have now taken the first steps toward approving the package with no GOP backing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Pentagon will deploy troops to assist getting Americans vaccinated against COVID-19. White House coronavirus senior advisor Andy Slavitt announced Friday that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved a request for assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Slavitt says the first active duty troops will help deliver vaccinations next week in California.
The military's critical role in supporting sites will help vaccinate thousands of people per day and ensure that every American who wants a vaccine will receive one.
The move means that about 1,000 active duty military personnel will deploy to help state vaccination centers. President Joe Biden has called for setting up 100 mass vaccination centers around the country within a month. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Criminal Court on Friday found the court has jurisdiction over war crimes committed in the Palestinian territories, paving the way for a possible criminal investigation despite Israeli objections. The decision prompted swift reactions from Israel, which is not a member of the court and rejects its jurisdiction, and the Palestinian Authority, which welcomed the ruling. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the court is ignoring the real war crimes and instead is pursuing Israel.
The court established to prevent atrocities like the Nazi Holocaust against the Jewish people is now targeting the one state of the Jewish people.
The judges said the jurisdiction decision does not imply any attempt to determine Palestinian statehood, which is uncertain, or national borders. The United Nations chief hailed Friday's move towards unity in Libya, a country with two separate governments in the East and the West, as very good news for our search for peace after nearly 10 years. Delegates from Libya's warring factions on Friday selected four leaders to guide the North African country to elections in December. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres congratulated those who had made the move.
I congratulate the three new members of the Presidential Council and the Prime Minister designate on their selection, but also I wish them every success in their mandate to lead the country for the remainder of the preparatory phase leading up to the national elections on the 24th of December, 2021.
The UN process, known as the Libyan Political Dialogue Forum, was aimed at choosing an interim authority that will oversee the country as part of an effort to rebuild state institutions and lead to national elections on December 24th. Christopher Plummer, the dashing award-winning actor who played Captain Von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music and at 82 became the oldest Academy Award acting winner in history, has died. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Plummer was best known for playing Captain Von Trapp in 1965's The Sound of Music. But Plummer considered it a mediocre performance and was not a fan of The Sound of Music, even while filming it.
I kept reminding everybody all the time how gooey and sentimental and yucky it was.
In 2012, he made history at 82, becoming the oldest Oscar-winning actor at the 84th Academy Awards.
Yes, I'm going to drop dead wherever I am, on stage or on the set. We don't retire in our profession. Thank God.
His manager says Christopher Plummer died at his home in Connecticut. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.